Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Coverings 2010 in Orlando, and this morning my guest is Massimo Barbari, who is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Florida Tile. How you doing, Massimo?
I feel very well, and I'm very happy about the outcome of Coverings so far.
This is the third day of the show, so you get a little bit of a feel for the traffic. So you feel like it's been a good show. You know, last year it was in Chicago and then back to Orlando. Is this as good as Orlando 2 years ago?
I think the affluence is a little, is not huge, but the people that come are very interested, and I feel a greater optimism than a year ago. And so this only makes us happier. We have a good vibe around our organization. We are opening new distribution. Our customers are committing to us. So there are many reasons to be optimistic.
Actually, there's a lot going on. You know, Florida Tile is owned by the Panaria Group out of Italy. And, I mean, they have invested very heavily since they bought your organization. And you're moving your headquarters to Lexington, just right outside of Lawrenceburg, where your plant is. And you guys have just done a major rebranding. You've got a beautiful new logo. There's a lot going on. You guys have invested heavily in this digital printing process. Let's talk first about your re-imaging. What was the motivation behind that? And give us a little bit of the details around that.
Basically, the motivation for the rebranding has been to conclude a cycle that started almost 2 years ago when we started manufacturing porcelain here. So for us, it was clearly not a revolutionary change, because we kept Florida Tile as a name, because so we wanted to keep the continuity with the great past and even with the great brand recognition that Florida Tile has in the United States. But as well, we wanted to give a fresher image because of the great investment, and again, because all of these changes, even to communicate that outside, not only to our customers, but even to the final consumer. The new logo is fresh, is more contemporary. We used both shades of cyan blue and gray that bring freshness, and at the same time without being too bold. And so far we have received great feedback about that. And yesterday evening we also had a huge party with all of our distributors, and it was beautiful. We went to Winter Park close by, so we had a great outcome.
Okay, and yeah, I got to compliment you about the logo. It's actually got a little bit of a feminine touch to it, and it's got a really bold blue color. I think you did a good job there. I think you hired a design firm out of New York, didn't you?
Yes, we did that. In fact, we were this process again started a little over a year and a half ago, and we are quite satisfied with the result.
Well, I interviewed you, I think, in Italy last fall, and you were in the process of getting ready to move, and now you actually live in Kentucky now, don't you?
Yes, it is quite a change from Florida, but I have to tell you, Lexington is quite a vibrant city. People are very, very kind and gentle, and I'm enjoying the city. It's a little bigger than Lakeland, and so it is a good place to stay.
I think you have four new products at the show this year, and you're actually putting a little bit of a push just by looking at some of these products to have a little bit more presence in the commercial market. So without going into too much detail, give us just a quick run through on what you're showing that's new this year.
Yeah, we got several new product introductions between porcelain, and you're right, we invested heavily on the digital technology. All the new material is coming out of our USA plant, and we're very proud of it. The level has grown tremendously. We got, in the first 2 days of the show, great comments from our customers, and so we are trying to exploit at the best the technology. In fact, we're offering a quartzite look that is more bold and textured. We are offering also a marbleized that is refined and smooth, and also a bold travertine. The amazing thing about the digital technology is that you really can achieve outstanding results in terms of graphic definition, and we are already starting to put together different technologies like the digital together with the on-top application. Since Panaria is has been one of the leader in the introduction of this technology since our first product introduced in the market as Panaria Group has been in 2005. So for us, digital is not a new thing. So I believe we have quite still a competitive advantage towards many of our competitors.
Actually, you're probably, you got into it, like you say, early, and you're doing it here in this country, so you're probably one of the first early adapters of this digital print technology in the U.S., weren't you?
Yes, I believe so. But furthermore, again, the advantage of having the know-how of Panaria Group helped us in have a real and a very effective and aesthetically pleasant result from the start. Again, it wasn't a new thing for us, and so when we implemented, we got immediately a great result.
Massimo, talk to me. I know one of the things that you do to give your look a little bit more depth is you put a clear glaze, I think, over the top of the print, and then you are able to do some things like, you know, with certain tiles you just leave it the way it is, and on other tiles you can polish that clear glaze. Is that right?
It's still a process that we are, I'm optimistic because it's a process that started a kind of 10 to 11 months ago to find now glazes that are suitable in terms of the look that allow you to polish and have a polished finish, so a shiny finish. The look is great. We still are trying to resolve the last technical issues, that is to be sure that the product is not only pleasant at the look but also performs in terms of cleanability. So the reason why we are still not introducing this thing is because we are completing a huge resource. I believe we will come out in the next months. And you are right also when you say that we are starting to use different applications together with digital. That is, they allow you to have in some cases even to give a better depth to the graphs, and as well sometimes to give you a higher coefficient of friction. And there are a lot of different applications now that you can apply. And every one of them has a different feel and has a different texture. So again, you can go from a rougher surface to a smoother one. And I believe since the huge success of this technology, this is only the beginning.
Well, I got to tell you, Florida Tile is a company to watch because you guys, like you say, you've got Italian leadership that's helping you with some of your design and some of your technology. You don't have the issue with the dollar and euro problem that a lot of other companies have, and you've invested heavily. So I would say that you're poised. And one last question. As you talk to your distributor base, what is their outlook for this coming year?
I've seen, we still see some areas of suffering, above all the southeast, and probably still some areas on the west coast. But generally speaking, there is a more optimistic look. I speak with a lot of distributors. They say that their showroom are busier, so they start to have a better feedback. And there are a more cautious optimism. Still cautious because I don't think that there is a huge rebound in the economy, but definitely we are not anymore where we were a year ago. So there are for sure many reasons to start to at least smile.
Okay, great, Massimo. I appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Massimo Barbary, who is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.